if you're going to be serious about using markets to allocate water, the first thing you have to do is let the market determine the price. The value of water in the West, and especially in California, it really can't be overstated. Whether you care about the environment, whether you care about salmon swimming in rivers, whether you care about agriculture, or whether you care about the West growing cities, water is essential to all of these different uses.
Reed Watson is the executive director at PERC. PERC, or Property and Environment Research Center, is based in Bozeman, Montana, and they focus on using markets and property rights to improve environmental quality. One of the many issues PERC is currently working on is water, and more specifically, how water markets can ease the effect of the drought in California.
What we have advocated for at PERC is the use, or the expanded use, of water markets. Can we define water rights in the state? Just define them in such a way that they're tradable, so that people can buy and sell water freely. You have to have markets that actually work, that allow competing users to resolve their competition amicably and efficiently, rather than through political allocation of water. If there's anything that history shows us from California water law, it's that political allocation of water doesn't really work at all.
Whether it's the problem in Flint, DC's crumbling infrastructure, California's persistent drought, or countless other examples, government officials have continuously proven that they don't know what they're doing when it comes to water management.
The best way I think you could facilitate water marketing in California and throughout the West, step one, in the subsidies. Even though water is scarce in California, we still subsidize agriculture, we still subsidize environmental flows through the Endangered Species Act and CEQA and NEPA and all these alphabet soups, and we still subsidize urban water supply. If you're going to be serious about using markets to allocate water, the first thing you have to do is let the market determine the price. And what subsidies are political distortions of the price. Step two is clarify water rights. You have to know what you own in order to trade it. Step three is encourage conservation and encourage entrepreneurship. Right now, if you conserve water, if you're a farmer or a municipality and you reduce your water consumption, you don't necessarily get to market those savings. You don't necessarily get to bank that conserved water. And therefore, there's a disincentive to conserve. The old principle is use it or lose it. If you don't use that water, somebody else is going to. So there's an embedded disincentive or penalty for water conservation. And what we have to do is, at a state level, change those rules so that there's ability to trade water that's conserved, or bank it underground in groundwater aquifers. These are fairly simple, straightforward, and obvious policy reforms. The problem is there's a lot of vested interest in water.
There are other states in America and countries around the world which are using markets as a solution to water shortage. Places like France, where 75% of their water services are provided by the private sector. And England, where in 1989 the English government sold 10 publicly owned water companies, which made way for cleaner water and a more robust pricing system. But most notably is Australia.
The poster child, I would say, is the Murray-Darling Basin in Australia, where they have completely redone how they allocate water. They do it by shares rather than specified quantities of water. They say, we're going to give each person a share of the available water in a given year. That way it fluctuates from year to year, but there's less uncertainty about who owns what and who can trade what. The Murray-Darling in Australia is a prime example. Other examples are Chile. They've got a fairly robust water market. And even domestically, Colorado trades a pretty good bit of water. Montana, other western states actually have smaller but fairly efficient water markets where different competing water users can negotiate rather than litigate over the scarce water that falls in that state.
Water markets are PERC's answer to quickly and effectively assist California in its drought. But lots of other people have suggested repairing and investing in new infrastructure.
A lot of calls have been made for more infrastructure. Infrastructure, dams and reservoirs. We can build our way out of this water crisis. That's nonsense. The truth of the matter is California has more water infrastructure than most countries and anywhere else, any other state in the country. What we can do, though, is make use of groundwater aquifers and actually lose less water to evaporation. So the extent to which people can conserve water and pump that saved water down into an aquifer during wet years to be pulled out later during dry years makes a lot of sense. It's just like a checking account. when you have good income and you've got some extra money, you squirrel it away. You use it maybe if you don't have as good income later. The current structure in California doesn't allow for that. And the solution is not to build more dams. The solution is to let people conserve water and to pump it down into groundwater aquifers for consumption later. Doing that would make a significant impact on the availability of water during dry years.
Watson says that even though western states are currently experiencing an El Nino year, which means warmer and wetter weather, we shouldn't sit back and relax just yet.
El Nino is great for California. It favors California in terms of more moisture. And so in the short term, it's going to alleviate some of the pain and suffering that the recent drought has caused. But if we're serious about long-term policy reforms, we can't forget about how painful that drought was just because we have water this year. The policymakers and the water users have to realize that year-to-year fluctuations are going to mask the overall trend, which is increasing demand for water and decreasing supply of water. So we need to be serious about these policy reforms. We need to facilitate, we need to embrace water markets, even during an El Nino year where there seems to be enough water to go around, because we know, sure as time, there's going to be dry years ahead.